The Gemara Megillah on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph says that Achashverosh wore big de kahuna at the suda that he made. It darshens the pasuk in the Megillah. It says Baharaisai es Aishak Ven Malchusai v'Yikar Tiferes Kedulasai. So we make Gzer Shava. It says over Yikar Tiferes Kedulasai, and it says by big de kahuna in Parshas Tetzav Luchavad Lesifaris. So we learn from that Gzer Shava that he wore big de kahuna. I saw a beautiful cash on this from Rav Huttner. This is in the Pakan Itzchak on Purim. He asks like this. So as we know, the minigun klai so is when we lane the pasuk in Esther, v'kelim, v'kelim shinim, we lane it with the nigun of Eicha. Why do we lane it with nigun of Eicha? Because this pasuk, v'kelim, v'kelim shinim, because I'll say this is referring to the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash that Achashverosh took out during the Suda, like the Gemara said earlier in Dafid Alpha Mabez. And being that he was using the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, this is the inyan of Churban, that brings up the avelus of the Churban Habayis, the design that is mevaza the kelim of the Mikdash, and therefore we lane it with the nigun of Eicha. So, effective Hutner, according to the Drash of the Gemara, this pasuk of Yakar Tiferes Kedulasa, we should also lane with the Nigun of Eicha, because this is referring to the Big De Kahuna that Achashverosh wore. So, the same way we lane the Eicha Nigun when we refer to the Kalim that he used during the Suda, we should use the Eicha Nigun for this pasuk as well, Yakar Tiferes Kedulasa, which refers to the Big De Kain Gadol, the Big De Kahuna that he wore during the Suda. That's his kasha that he asks. And I saw a beautiful teretz on this kasha in the Sefer Minchas Mardechai from Michal Elias, Parshas Tetzave. He says like this. He says, if you look in the Gemara Kiddushin and Daf Nun Daled, the Shitas HaRitva over there, he's coming to argue on Taisus, but the Ritva holds that Big De Kuna do not have a Kiddush of Klisharis. They're not Kiddush Kiddush Saguf like Klisharis. So by Klisharis, the halacha is that even if they have Kiddush Saguf, they're not Yaitse Midei Me'ila, even though they're nischala, but big dekuna don't have that din, and they are nischala if a person uses them. And the makna over there in Kiddushin brings a raya to this. He brings a raya gufa from the Gemara by Achashverosh. He says that we find that when Achashverosh took out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, he was punished for that. For that, there was an einish for using the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. But for using the big dekuna, we don't find that there's any einish. So what's the chiluk between why was there an einish for using the kelim and not for using the begadim? So he says that the pshat is like the Ritva, that when it comes to the kelim never lost their kedusha. So when the kelim were used, he was using kelim that have kedusha, and that's something that deserves an einish, because you're using something that has an etzem kedusha saguf. Mashenkin by the begadim, by the time you use them, they're already nischala, the yotze mi kedusha sam, at the time of the churban, the kedusha went away. So being that the kedusha left, meaning that there's no longer any kedusha, so even though it wasn't nice that he uses begadim, it's a design, but he was not using begadim that were mamash kaddish, and therefore he was not nanash on that. That's how the raya, the makna, brings to the shita saridva. So zaktim in chasmar dechalefi, that would be yoshev the kasha per futner, because we only use the eichanigan when it comes to the kalim, because over there he's using kalim that actually had kedusha, and he's mamash using a chelik of the Beis HaMikdash with kedusha saguf. That's a chelik of the churban, and that deserves the eichanigan. Mashenkin by the big de kahuna, even though it's a design to use them, but they do not actually have kedusha saguf anymore. They're nischal at the time of the churban, and therefore the eichanigan is not used by the pasuk of Yakar Tiferes Kedulasai. Just want to be myself that if you look in the Maral in the Archadash, Maral learns that when the Gemara says that he wore big dekuna, it's lav dafka. It's not to be taken literally that he actually wore the big dekuna, but it just means that there was a certain element of a bechina, big dekuna, and the begadim that Achashverosh wore. He wore regular begadim, his regular big de malchus, but the point of the Gemara is that when he wore it not l'shem gaiva, but there was a certain tiferis and a certain tznius involved in his levishas ha-begadim, similar to the big dekuna. So there was a bechina big dekuna, but it wasn't actually a big dekuna, and with that, obviously, the kasha is not a kasha because he didn't actually wear big dekuna, and therefore there's no reason to lay in the nigun of Eicha. Now, about what the Maral is saying needs to be, or what does it mean? The Achashverosh wore it l'shem tznius, l'shem kavod l'sifaris. It's hard to hear that it was the levisha of Achashverosh, but Bez Hashem will be mazbe that later on, what this Indian of tznius was by Achashverosh, that we see from Kama Gemaris, but al kapanim, the fi that be or the Maral, then the kasha of Rav Huttner would be miyoshev.